Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that it's Halloween weekend, and I know depending on which community you live in, it could be celebrated this coming Monday or it could be celebrated this weekend, depending on when you're listening to this. Big shout out to last week's guest, Dr. Randy Tillman. We've got a lot of good feedback from moms and dads who are trying to address the concern of course, your children are going to go trick-or-treating and have candy and how best to address it. So Randy, who is both a mom and grandmother and deals with this in real life, gave some real practical advice as to how to deal with candy. For example, this kind of a dual strategy, you know, like ask your child, son or daughter, to donate some of it back. And she also gave suggestions on the types of candy that are worse than others. For example, you know, stay away from things like sweet tarts. We also delved a little bit into, there actually is chewing gum and lollipops that actually, with xylitol, which actually prevent caries, and it's something that we as a Delta Dental Plans Association had come up with. Unfortunately, we never got the retail space on shelves at drugstores. But if you ever see a gum or a candy with xylitol, that's actually a good thing. So Dr. Randy gave some great advice. And a big shout out also to John Mortimer. Last Sunday, we had the half marathon that went, you basically ran from Loudon Racetrack to Main Street in Concord. It was a great day. It was a little chilly in the morning, but warmed up quickly, and he puts on a great race. Now, with me this weekend is Jenna Reyes, who is the Senior Vice President and Assistant General Manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, who also has a young child. So I know that she studied the tape of my last week's radio show. But good morning, Jenna. Thank you for joining me this weekend, the 29th and 30th.
Good morning.
And of course, we had you on October 21st when I was filling in for Ken, and we got a lot of good feedback from that show. So let's start with kind of your year in review with the Fisher Cats, and then we will get right into the major focus of today's show, which is the upcoming Grand State Baseball Dinner.
I can't believe the summer flew by so quickly. It seems like November is just around the corner. Opening day this past year was great. Summer flew by, a ton of family fun activities at the ballpark, mascot visits. We wrapped that up with Wally the Green Monster on Labor Day. It was actually my first Labor Day game at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium for the Fisher Cats, so that was unique. It was fun. September flew by with a lot of planning exercises and really getting ready for 2017, and now we're in full steam ahead.
When you had your baby, you almost had Labor Day at the ballpark, though. Remember when I saw you?
I did. I did. That was opening day took on a whole new meaning in 2014. And I think everyone's looking forward to when I have a next one, thinking that I'm going to time that just perfectly again.
But it was a great season, and we talked about this when you were on Ken Kill's show on the 21st, but it seems to me when I have guests from out of town coming in, the fireworks after the games seem to be as big a hit as the game itself. So Atlas Fireworks, tell us a little bit more about that.
Atlas Fireworks, they are the best fireworks that I've obviously seen. I see them about 35 times per year. In 2017, we have just about as many shows planned. And then we have the 2017 Northeast Delta Dental Eastern League All-Star Classic on July the 12th. So that'll be a spectacular fireworks show after that game, too.
And opening day, you already have on the schedule is April 6th against the Binghamton Mets, excuse me. And we're hoping that Tim Tebow will be promoted to play in Manchester? Do you think that's going to happen?
Oh, that would be so great. I don't know if that will happen. I actually just got an email. He was on the list to potentially come to the Granite State Baseball Dinner as well as he looks to build his New England fan base. But he's unable to make the event on November the 19th, so I'll still hold my sliver of hope that he might be on the AA roster in April the 6th.
Now, the sun never rests at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium and the Fisher Cats team because obviously the season ends and then you have the minor league meetings, and then you're already planning for for next season. I've been in, you know, in your various conference rooms in the basement of the stadium, and you have the whiteboard, all the things planned. So, I mean, seriously, you're already obviously the dates are out there for 2017. So as soon as when is the break? Around Christmas time, maybe, or
a little bit around Christmas. We do close the office. We'll be closing this year on the 23rd and actually having all of Christmas off the week after Christmas and opening up right after the new year. So that really is the break for the staff, just to super relax and take a break to get ready for January. Because once you hit January, it's like going down the stairs. You just keep going and going and going and going as quickly as you can. But a lot goes into the season. So we always get that question too, you know, what do you do in the winter? And you're almost busier. There aren't any games going on, but the amount of planning, the amount of groups, season ticket holders, individual ticket holders, the marketing plans, the giveaways, really booking the fireworks, making sure that obviously all the legal and the insurance issues are all taken care of. There's a lot that goes into it. So we might go back to closer to 8-hour days, but it's certainly busy.
Yeah, the success of the season, obviously, it's like any business is the pre-preparation. So you're also busy. You're putting in a new turf field.
Ooh, it looks good. The infield's in. The first strip, when I left on Friday, the first strip of the outfield was done. I didn't go out and look at this morning again. But the scheduled completion should be within the next 3 to 4 weeks. There's some irrigation work to still be done, a little bit more grass to be laid in the outfield. But if you thought the grass looked good before, when you see this, it's just like it's a whole new green. It's crazy. It's awesome looking.
Awesome. Okay, so let's now switch to the Granite State Baseball Dinner. So that, as you mentioned, is November 19th at the Radisson Hotel Expo Center. And of course, we've talked about this many times, but it's a great combination of if you're a baseball fanatic, you get to see some great guests, you can buy some memorabilia, but it's also raising a ton of money for the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth Hitchcock, known as CHAD, as well as the Ted Williams Museum and the Fisher Cats Foundation. So tell us what's happening there, and if I'm listening to this and want to buy tickets, how do I do that?
So this will be my fifth year really at the helm of the baseball dinner, but attending for the sixth year. And so we're so excited to bring back Wade Boggs as the headliner. Wade attended in 2012, and the question and answer session with the crowd, I'm sure you can attest to too, is always the best segment. People can really ask whatever that burning question is. He was awesome. So he'll be headlining and signing autographs from 5 to 7 on November the 19th. Chris Carpenter will be back. He's obviously New Hampshire's really homegrown son, favorite son in terms of the baseball world. So he'll be there again. And then a lot of folks that have either attended before but have taken a few years off. So Lou Maloney, John Frascatori, Louis Tion's back. He's always a riot. When he gets asked questions, he's a great autograph signer. A lot of New Hampshire draftees too. Kevin McGowan, Cody Doobie. So kids that are new to the system but high prospects within their organization that New Hampshire can be proud of now, but hopefully will even grow in terms of their professional capabilities too over the next few years. So tickets are at nhfishercats.com. They're only $80. You come in, it's 2 hours of autographs from 5 to 7 p.m. Some presentations, a dinner is served, so salad, dinner, dessert. We go into then a question and answer session with our players and all the celebrities up there on the dais. A silent auction is huge, somewhere around 125 items, really something for everyone. And then a pretty cool raffle system going on this year. So $20 gets you a balloon. You pop the balloon, you automatically win something, some type of autograph, some type of prize. So at the end of the day, we should raise somewhere between $130,000 and $140,000. And that's raised and donated. So at the end of the day, the donation will be somewhere right around there.
And since 2007, for everybody's benefit, the dinner has generated more than $1.4 million for the three worthy charities that I noted. I really love the approach this year of having the emerging people like Cody Doobie and Ryan McKenna. Cody, as everybody will recall, is in the Orioles system and played at Keene State. And Ryan was at St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Dover, and he's also an Orioles prospect. Now, when you said the favorite part is the Q&A, I thought the favorite part, Jenna, was the Gold Crown Award that Northeast Delta Dental gives out to the most valuable and most committed to the community player. So that's a radio tease. We can't reveal who it is, but I thought that was the favorite part.
That, you know, when you meet this year's winner, that just might be. So I think there might be some tears even shed over this one because he's incredible.
And I must say that prior prior winners of the Gold Crown Award you see now on the Toronto Blue Jays and other major league rosters. So we seem, Jenna, to pick the the right person every year, and I'm always impressed that not only are these young men terrific baseball players, but how much they devote to the community and to being good to the fans. So Chris is back with us, correct? Chris Carpenter, and is he going to do that famous fishing trip thing, or is
I don't know what he has up his sleeve this year. I know last year he did a private batting practice for 20 people. He also did a private lesson, and I stayed out for the entire lesson because obviously I'd love to improve my overhand pitching, but he's incredible to work with. You could see the kid's face just lighting up with every piece of tidbit of information that Chris would share with him. And then obviously, Chris is well into over 6 feet tall. So I think you were looking up in more ways than one when he's teaching you something. But he's incredible. And he really started out coming to this baseball dinner as one of the new draftees. So we never know. And hopefully one of the kids on the list will be the next one, the next Chris Carpenter.
So when he was showing you his overhand delivery, did you give him some tidbits on your famous underhand delivery? Because what the listening audience may not know, but Jenna was a Division I softball pitcher and has a terrific record. So did you share some tidbits with him, Jenna?
I thought about it the year before. Actually, he and I played on the same slow pitch softball team. We hosted the Wounded Warrior amputee softball team, and watching him swing the bat, I don't think there's any way that I would want to pitch against him. I heard he's an incredible hockey player, and then he had left field down when he was playing in the Wounded Warrior amputee softball game. So he's quite the athlete. I don't think he needs any tips from me.
Too funny. And speaking of the Wounded Warrior event, we actually, Greg, who is one of the Wounded Warriors, we actually had him come out to Northeast Delta Dental and give a really cool, inspirational speech to our employees. So he was really good. So the tickets are $80, and you can get those at nhfishercats.com. And for those CEOs out there, or if you're making the decision in your company, we can also do full tables, and you can get that information as well, correct, Jen?
Yep, full tables are available. To sponsor an entire table is $1,250. That gets your logo on the screens and in the program as well. But tickets are $80. There are even some companies that purchase the tickets and decide to donate them to charities. Just got the email on the way over that Mr. Alex Valis on the Seacoast wants to donate his to the Manchester Boys and Girls Club, so we're certainly happy to help with that as well.
Super. We'll return with Jenna after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Jenna, who's the Senior Vice President of the Fisher Cats. And we just both of us wanted to remind the listening audience that if you are listening to this either on Saturday or Sunday, that it's the Trad Trick or Trot 3K race Sunday at Arms Park in Manchester. And that begins at 2:30. So get down there. If you haven't registered yet, get down there between 1:30 and 2, and you can do the 3K. Also, again, a big shout out, and that's also put on by Millennium Running. A big shout out to Millennium Running for putting on a great half marathon between Loudoun and Concord last week. And again, a big shout out to Dr. Randy Tillman. Great show on how to deal with candy and Halloween. I'm a big believer in being reality based, and there's no way you can prevent your children or grandchildren from eating candy. But Randy had some really good tips. And so if you didn't hear that show originally, you just go on the nedelta.com website. We have a radio section. Just click on that show and you'll get those tips. But this show is about baseball. So let's get back to Jenna. And so Jenna, when I see you at the ballpark during the year, I actually went to a lot of games this year. And so thank you for allowing me to throw out a few first pitches. But what's your hint for someone that wants to get involved with us, a sports team, sports marketing? It seems like one thing I gather when I've interviewed you before and others involved is willingness to sort of jump in and do everything and have a real bent towards, customer service. But what other advice would you give?
Well, I think when I first started too, and the folks that I work with would attest, it's always been some type of shadowship and internships that you're doing, really just try to get your foot in the door and get to learn a little bit about the business. With the Fisher Cats, the question that we always get to is from kids that think they want to work with the athletes. They want to be the trainers. They want to be the general manager that gets to work on the trades and those types of deals with the players. Well, that's not what we get to do. So I think my title is a little bit deceiving too when you hear the word general manager. The Fisher Cats in minor league baseball, in general, we really control everything that's off of the field. So all of the family fun, the safety, the tickets, the parking. So things like that are the things that we control. And then really the Blue Jays put the product on the field for us. So when we entertain quite a few high school students that come in every year. We offer them a shadowship where they can come in. We give them and their parents 4 tickets to come to the game. They get to shadow really one person in each department for about 20 minutes leading into the game and then during the first couple of innings to get that taste of, hey, this really is, you know, what we do. So hopefully they have a little bit of taste of that before they go into college and decide that sports marketing or something like that is what they want to major in, and specifically working in minor league baseball. College kids, we do have an ambassador program where they will start typically middle of May when the college term is over. They'll come in and they'll really be our street team. So they're really our eyes and our ears on the road, delivering pocket schedules and then working in key roles in the ballpark and really rotating roles so they get to be on field, they get to be in the box office, be at the front gate, be at guest services to get a taste and feel for everything that goes on. From the time gates open 2 hours before till the time the last firework shoots off and the last fan, you know, leaves the ballpark, there's a million different things happening. So we rely on them a lot, too, to give us honest feedback for how are we doing as an organization and what do you see? Because they're not always so close to things. They have a different opinion. They have a younger opinion typically when they come in, an opinion on social media, an opinion on fan engagement. So they're really integral parts of really our thought process and planning too.
Awesome. Great advice. I also want to put a shout out for the Fisher Cats. They've been so great in partnering with Northeast Delta Dental in terms of getting the oral health message out, and we do that a number of ways, but two of those ways are promoting our new program called Health Rural Wellness, or HOW. And that sign is one on the outfield fence. And we also have the Oral Health Challenge, where sons and daughters of participating subscribers who go to participating dentists who demonstrate that they brush and floss in between visits earn tickets to one of the games, and then they get to go out on the field. So that's really gotten the oral health message out there, because through our own research, we know that many of the people that go to Fisher Cats games do not have dental coverage through the employer. So it just makes a lot of sense for us to partner with the Fisher Cats. And speaking of the partnership, so let's delve a little bit into the All-Star Classic, which is the Eastern League game in July of next year. So that's July 12th. So if you're a season ticket holder, you can get those tickets now. If I'm not a season ticket holder, when would I have an opportunity to purchase those tickets?
Those will most likely go on sale in the beginning of February. Typically, when individual tickets go on sale, it might fluctuate a little bit in terms of exactly which day, but it should be beginning of February.
Awesome. And of course, it's a great economic engine for the city of Manchester and the state of New Hampshire, because, Jenna, right, everybody from the Eastern League is. Every team is going to have at least one representative, and their staff is going to be here, correct?
Yep, every team has at least one, typically somewhere between 2 to 4. The entire Eastern League, stretching all the way out from Akron all the way down to Richmond, will be headed this way. They bring a lot of fans with them, a ton of fans from Massachusetts. Obviously, it's a great event here in New Hampshire. This will be my first All-Star game. The last one was in 2011, right before I joined the team. So it'll be my first experience, certainly not new to planning events, but in terms of the excitement that goes into this one. It'll be new and fun for me too.
And there'll be exciting things going on the day before the All-Star game. So really looking forward to that. So let's get back now to the baseball dinner, which again is November 19th. So I know some of the auction items, you mentioned the private lesson from Chris Carpenter, but we also have some autographed baseballs from the new stars or the emerging stars, Benintendi and Mankata from the Red Sox. What else is on the docket for the auctions?
Ooh, there's a ton of things. So I guess I can kind of do the things that I'm most excited about. Obviously, the autographed merchandise. I just had an signed Julian Edelman jersey delivered to the office, so I think that will be
very timely. Although he did fumble the punt yesterday,
he did. But there's really we divide it into two different sections. So one is kind of the gift certificates, the tickets. So we have tickets for the events at the Palace, tickets for the Monarchs, obviously tickets for the Fisher Cats. I think the Portland Sea Dogs even sent down a package for us to use this year too. So there's really the kind of the fun pack, the fun family fun activities packages, the entertainment side, and then there really is a huge silent auction portion dedicated just to sports memorabilia, which that's where the bidding seems to get very intense. But there's a lot of, you can really, I think a lot of folks maybe even do it for holiday gifts, but there's some intense bidding going on that side.
Awesome. So again, the date is November 19th, and just go on the nhfishercats.com website. $80 for tickets. You're taking a risk if you wait for the day, right? I know that we've had some sellouts, right?
Yes, we've had quite a few sellouts. Obviously, they're a little bit unpredictable. Ticket sales are a little bit ahead than they were last year. We'll end up somewhere between that 1,000 and 1,100 people into the Radisson Hotel Expo Center. So it creates a good fun event. There's folks all the way there all that are wearing suits, all the way to fans that are in jeans, tennis shoes, and a Wade Boggs jersey. So it's a unique event because you can't go wrong. You can come have fun and network. You can come have fun with your family. There's plenty of room, plenty of autographs, plenty of fun for everyone.
Yeah, I always say, I mean, I'm a big baseball fanatic, so it's a great combination. You feel like you're where you want to be from a baseball perspective, but also you're raising some great dollars for Chad at Ted Williams Foundation, the Fisher Cats Foundation. And some of the other guests beyond Chris Carpenter and Wade Boggs have been mentioned, and Louis Tiant is definitely one of my favorites. I know we had his whole family there. And in 1968, the year of the pitcher, this is when he was with the Cleveland Indians, the World Series participants right now, but he had a 1.61 ERA in 1968. But that was the year that Denny McClain won 31 games. So Denny McClain won the Cy Young, not Louis. But Denny McClain's there, right? The last 30-game winner in 1968. And he's a very interesting gentleman to talk with because obviously if you've Googled him and you know his career, he's had some ups and downs in life. So I think he's got a really good overall perspective on things. And then, of course, to tell us about Victoria Ireland too, Jenna.
So Victoria is one of my favorite people. I wish I got to know her maybe earlier or have gotten to know her better. But she started coming to the baseball dinner. This will be her third baseball dinner. So she came. So I guess that would have been 2014 was her first one. She was in a wheelchair. She obviously had the life-threatening illness as a child. But went on to win gold in the 2012 Paralympic Games in London. So she's currently a correspondent for ESPN. She actually came back as the celebrity for our Olympic night for the Fisher Cats this year. And I didn't even ask beforehand, but when she walked up to me, it took me a second because I had never seen her walking. I'd always seen her in a wheelchair. So this will be her first Granite State Baseball dinner back where she's walking just like everyone else. So very remarkable story. We'll certainly bring tears to your eyes too that night because she gets a ton of questions. I think parents really enjoy introducing their kids to her and telling them her story as well.
Awesome. And another real interesting guest is Claudia Williams, the daughter of Ted Williams. And I actually got her book, The Kid, Ted Williams, My Father, a memoir. So Claudia will be there as well, correct?
Yep, and she always has interesting stories. And I think the guys that are signing autographs too love talking to her and asking her questions about her father too.
And speaking of the autographs, I have to say, it is a real efficient process. I mean, wouldn't you say, Jenna, that if you get in the line, it's fast moving, you will get the person's autograph that you want. Maybe you have to be a little patient for the more popular ones, but I've never had a fan that hasn't ended that night, you know, really happy getting what she or he wanted.
Exactly. And it's certainly a unique event. Having a 2-hour autograph session is, I mean, some people look at you like you have three eyes when you tell them that they'll be signing autographs for 2 hours. But certainly everyone has enough time. We divide the room into 6 different lines, so you're quick to get up to a table, and then you can get every autograph that you want.
Okay, so tickets are at $80. You heard Jenna say you don't want to wait too long because we have had sellouts, and you can get those on nhfishercats.com. Also, for those employers that want to get a table for their employees, that's another great way of doing it, and you can also donate them back. And next year, opening day is April 6th. So are you already up? You're already planning for that, correct?
Already planning, counting down. I think it's somewhere next to 160 days coming up. So hopefully,
But who's counting?
Hopefully the snow treats as well, so everyone can come out and see the nice new green grass the first day of the season. And that's, we're onwards and upwards from there.
Awesome. I mean, 2 years ago, I know you had a trouble with the snow last year. We had a much better winter from that perspective. So hopefully it'll be another good winter for the turf. So Granite State Baseball Dinner on November 19th, NewHampshireFisherCats.com. Jenna, I will see you there with a Golden Crown Trophy. And thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you.
Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.